أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
line straight, fill in all the gaps. Stand shoulder to shoulder and ensure that your heels are on the line.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا ما ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما لئن لم ينته المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا ملعونين أينما ثقفوا أخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل ولا تجد لسنة الله تبديلا يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وإنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khair all for coming. Our Sheikh is right here, Sheikh Fazal. He's just finishing his tashahhud, the last rakah. He's almost done. So please stay in your places. Just give him a minute. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll take it afterwards, inshallah. The breakfast is ready, inshallah. We will let the sisters know in a couple of minutes, and then when Sheikh Fazal is done, the brothers will come and join us. He's in the tashahhud. Just give him a minute, please. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everyone doing? Mashallah. Alhamdulillahi al-malik al-jabbar, al-wahid al-qahar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Rabbu samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma al-aziz al-ghafar. Ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu al-mustafa al-mukhtar. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'a bi ihsani ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا بما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal, the most gracious, the most merciful, for giving us this opportunity to be here and pray salah in jama'ah for Fajr. We ask Him Jalla fi'ala to continue to keep us sincere and steadfast in this journey of life. And we ask Him Jalla Jalaluhu to make us amongst those who are righteous at all times, at ease, and during times of difficulty. For indeed, we are living in a time where an individual is confronted with many different types of difficulties that they never thought once would be ever possible. Whether that would be with regards to temptation, with trials, tribulations, with one's own family members, with children, with neighbors, in the workplace, different types of difficulties, to such a point that a person sometimes is in awe. And they ask themselves, "Oh Allah, why so much difficulty? Oh Allah, when will it end? Oh Allah, it looks like I'm the only one being afflicted and everyone seems to be in ease or at ease." And these questions sometimes come to mind, although we try to fight it and we try to push back and continue to be sincere and steadfast and have patience. We always look for answers. And if you look for answers, look for no further than the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said in a hadith of Mus'ab ibn Sa'id radiyallahu anhu an nabihi, قال إني أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله أي ناس أشد بلاء. O Messenger of Allah, which of the people get tested the most? Which of the people are in the most difficulty? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. He said, indeed the prophets go through the most of difficulties. Then those nearest to them, those who are nearest to them in iman, and so on and so forth. فَلْيُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ. A person will be tried in accordance to the level of deen, the level of iman that the person has. Allah will never test you beyond what you are capable of. And know that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested you with a matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested you with the wisdom behind it that you are capable and you can fully overcome that difficulty. فيبتلى الرجل على حسب دينه. A person will be tried in accordance to the level of their religion. فإن كان دينه صلبا اشتد بلاؤه. If a person is very firm in their deen, they're consistent in the masjid, they're consistent in the circles of knowledge, they're consistent in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, and their religion is very strong. Allah says, the Prophet ﷺ said, اشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ, his tests will become more and more severe. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ رِقَّ, and if he is very brittle with regards to his religion, ابْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ, he will be tried in accordance to the level of his religion, of his iman. فَمَا يَبْرَحُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْعَبْدِ حتى يمشي على الأرض ليس عليه خطيئة. Prophet ﷺ said, those tests will continue to go and continue to stay until a person is walking on the face of this earth and he does not have any sins upon him. Allah will continue to test a person to purify him and continue to test him to elevate him, not to harm him. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith of Suhayb ibn Sanan radiyallahu anhu, qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ajaban li amri al-mu'min fa inna amruhu kulluhu khair. He said, how wonderful is the matter of a believer, for indeed the matter of a believer, or the affairs of the believer, all of it is in good. وليس ذلك إلا للمؤمن. And it's very important. He said, this does not go for anyone but a believer. Not just anyone, only a believer. إن أصابته السراء شكر وكان خيرا له. If prosperity comes to him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or she thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is good for him or her. وإن أصابته ضراء صبر وكان خيرا له رواه مسلم. And if difficulty comes upon them, they are patient, they are steadfast, and they continue to hold strong to the deen of Allah. And he said that is good for them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you are tested in any way, regardless of how difficult that test is, always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. Always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. Always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. If He is all wise, there is obviously wisdom behind testing you. And what is wisdom in general? How can we even define wisdom? Wisdom is to put the right thing in the right place at the right time. That's wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete in wisdom. And so if it is happening to you at this point in your life, there's wisdom behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. So along with that wisdom, there is mercy in it. And He's merciful upon you, upon your family, and everyone else that's afflicted by that test. Even the animals and the insects, how they are afflicted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even takes them into consideration and puts them into the equation and has mercy upon them as well. So He's all merciful and He will not harm anyone in any way. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for an excuse to admit someone into Jannah. رَجُلٌ تَذَكَّرَ اللَّهَ فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ فَدَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. A person remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembered the greatness of Allah azza wa jal, and shed one tear, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Jannah because of one tear. And He's all-knowing. You may say, why did this test come now? Why is this happening now in my life, in my business, in my family? Why now? Allah knows the past, the present, the future, the impossible, if it was to be possible, the outcome of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of your situation and every other person in this world. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ, the one who created you, the one who sustains you, the one who fashioned you. Is he not fully aware of everything that's happening in this world? Rather, he is. So if you put these three attributes of Allah, and we can mention so many more, wisdom, why is this happening? Allah has wisdom in it. Allah would not do it without wisdom. So then you get patience. Why is this happening now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I pray to Allah azza wa jal. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I come to the masjid. I try my best. Although we are weak and we make sin, I try my best to be the best person I can. And Allah knows my heart. And Allah knows I want good. So Allah looks at me with mercy, and I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful, so therefore there is mercy in this test that's happening. Allah is all knowing. Maybe there are certain angles of this test that I'm not looking at in the right way, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of the seen and the unseen and how it will impact my life 20 years from now, and maybe the lessons that I will learn will help the whole ummah or maybe the whole community, and I will get the reward for it for being patient, and as a result it will help me for my akhirah. Allah is all-knowing, so it gives you patience in this dunya and during those tests. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أنه قال إن الله يعطي الدنيا من يحب ومن لا يحب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this worldly life, all the riches that you see, all the glamour and beauty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He gives it to whom He loves and whom He does not love. A person doesn't make one sujood their whole life and Allah will give them this whole dunya and what's in it. And a person makes sujood night and day and is worshiping Allah and crying to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them something very minimal. Because the skill is not how much dunya you have. Allah gives the dunya to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. وَإِنَّمَا يُعْتِي الْإِيمَانِ وَالدِّينِ مَنْ أَحَبُ. He only gives this iman and the religion to only those who He loves. He just doesn't give it to anyone because it is very precious. He only gives it to those whom He loves. فَإِنْ أَعْطَى اللَّهُ الْعَبْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالدِّينِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you iman and given you the deen, regardless of how difficult, how much difficulty you're going through, regardless of how long it's been, always remember that so long as you have iman and you are holding on to the deen, Prophet ﷺ said, Allah loves you. And if we know Allah loves us, then that difficulty becomes ease. Knowing that the Creator is pleased with you, knowing that the Creator is aware of exactly what's happening in your life, knowing that the Creator tested you and can take away that test in a matter of second, knowing that the Creator is always there and always listening to your du'as, knowing all of this brings ease and comfort to the heart. And through these hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we find ease in them and we are able to keep strong.